Job chapter 31. I made a covenant with my eyes, why then should I think upon a maiden? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Does not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot has hurried to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned out of the way, and my heart walked after my eyes, and if any blot has clung to my hands, then let me sow and let another eat. Yes, let my offspring be rooted out. If my heart has been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbour's door, then let my wife grind to another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is a heinous crime. Yes, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumes to destruction, and would root out all my increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God rises up? And when he visits, what shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless has not eaten thereof, for from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of sheep, with the fleece of my sheep. If I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw my help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder blade and my arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, you are my confidence. If I rejoice because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gotten much. If I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart has been secretly enticed, or my mouth has kissed my hand, this also was an iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that is above. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, neither have I given my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. If the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveller. If I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, that I kept silence and went not out of the door? Or that one would hear me? Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that my adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare to him the number of my steps, as a prince would I go near to him. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles grow instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. Job chapter 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were older than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled, and Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite answered and said, "I am young, and you are very old, therefore I was afraid and dared not show you my opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, listen to me, I also will show my opinion. Behold, I waited for your words, I gave ear to your reasons while you searched out what to say. Yes, I attended to you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job or that answered his words. Lest you should say, we have found out wisdom, God thrusts him down, not man. Now he has not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed, they answered no more, they left off speaking. When I had waited, for they spoke not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will answer also my part. I also will show my opinion, for I am full of words, the spirit within me constrains me. Behold, my belly is as wine which has no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles to man, for I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my Maker would soon take me away. Job chapter 33. Wherefore, Job, I pray you, hear my speeches and listen to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be from the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. If you can answer me, set your words in order before me, stand up. Behold, I am, according to your wish, in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make you afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of your words, saying, I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he finds occasions against me, he counts me for his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks, he marks all my paths. Behold, in this you are not just, I will answer you that God is greater than man. Why do you strive against him? For he gives not account of any of his matters. For God speaks once, yet twice, yet man perceives it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. So that his life abhors bread, and his soul desirable food. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yes, his soul draws near to the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there is a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show to man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and he will be favourable to him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render to man his righteousness. He looks upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things works God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Hear well, O Job, listen to me, hold your peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me, speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me, hold your peace, and I shall teach you wisdom. Job chapter 34. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, "Hear my words, O you wise men, and give ear to me, you that have knowledge, for the ear tries words as the mouth tastes meat. Let us choose to us judgment, let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous, and God has taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right, my wound is incurable without transgression? What man is like Job, who drinks up scorning like water, which goes in company with the workers of iniquity, and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yes, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who has given him a charge over the earth, or who has disposed the whole world? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again to dust. If now you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hates right govern? And will you condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, you are wicked, and to princes, you are ungodly? How much less to him that accepts not the persons of princes, nor regards the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he sees all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their place. Therefore he knows their works, and he overturns them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turn back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he hears the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can behold him? Whether it is done against a nation or against a man only, that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is fitting to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach you me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to your mind, he will recompense it, whether you refuse or whether you choose, and not I. Therefore speak what you know. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man listen to me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried to the end because of his answers for wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin, he claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God. Job chapter 35. Elihu spoke moreover and said, Think you this to be my right, that you said my righteousness is more than God's? For you said, What advantage will it be to you, and what profit shall I have if I am cleansed from my sin? I will answer you and your companions with you. Look to the heavens and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than you. If you sin, what do you against him? Or if your transgressions are multiplied, what do you unto him? If you are righteous, what give you him? Or what receives he of your hand? Your wickedness may hurt a man as you are, and your righteousness may profit the son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions they make the oppressed to cry, they cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none says, Where is God my Maker, who gives songs in the night? Who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth, and makes us wiser than the fowls of heaven? There they cry, but none gives answer because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Although you say you shall not see him, yet judgment is before him, therefore trust you in him. But now, because it is not so, he has visited in his anger, yet he knows it not in great extremity. Therefore does Job open his mouth in vain, he multiplies words without knowledge. Job chapter 36. Elihu also proceeded and said, "Surround me a little, and I will show you that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my word shall not be false, he that is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty, and despises not any, he is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserves not the life of the wicked, but gives right to the poor. He withdraws not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yes, he does establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they are bound in fetters and are held in cords of affliction, then he shows them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He opens also their ear to discipline and commands that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he binds them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivers the poor in his affliction and opens their ears in oppression. Even so would he have removed you out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no narrow place, and that which should be set on your table should be full of fatness. But you have fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on you. Because there is wrath, beware lest he takes you away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver you. Will he esteem your riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this have you chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God exalts by his power who teaches like him. Who has enjoined him in his way, or who can say you have worked iniquity? Remember that you magnify his work, which men behold. Every man may see it, man may behold it afar off. Behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he makes small the drops of water, they pour down rain according to the vapour thereof, which the clouds do drop and distil upon man abundantly. Also can any understand the spreading of the clouds or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreads his light upon it and covers the bottom of the sea. For by them judges he the people, he gives food in abundance. With clouds he covers the light and commands it not to shine by the cloud that comes between. The noise thereof shows concerning it, the cattle also concerning the vapour. Job chapter 37. At this also my heart trembles and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goes out of his mouth. He directs it under the whole heaven, and his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it a voice roars, he thunders with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thunders marvellously with his voice, great things does he which we cannot comprehend. For he says to the snow, "Be you on the earth," likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south comes the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breadth of the waters is straitened. Also by watering he wearies the thick cloud, he scatters his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatever he commands them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causes it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. Listen to this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Do you know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How your garments are warm when he quiets the earth by the south wind? Have you with him spread out the sky which is strong and as molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say to him, for we cannot alter our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passes and cleans them. Fair weather comes out of the north, which God is with God is awesome majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respects not any that are wise of heart. Job chapter 38. Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now your loins like a man, for I will demand of you and answer you me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if you have understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof, if you know, or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and broke up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, This far shall you come, but no further, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days, and caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from their wicked their light is withheld, and the high arm shall be broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or have you walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto you, or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if you know it all. Where is the way where light dwells? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? That you should take it to the bound thereof, and that you should know the paths to the house thereof. Know you it because you were then born, or because the number of your days is great? Have you entered into the treasuries of the snow, or have you seen the treasuries of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? By what way is the light parted, which scatters the east wind upon the earth? Who has divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Has the rain a father, or who has begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the grey frost of heaven? Who has begotten it? The waters are hidden as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the sweet influence of the Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Can you bring forth Maseroth in his season, or can you guide Arcturus with his sons? Know you the ordinances of heaven? Can you set the dominion there forth in the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover you. Can you send lightnings that they may go and say to you, here are we, who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust grows into hardness and the clods stick fast together, will you hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions, when they crouch in their dens and sit in the covert to lie in wait? Who provides for the raven his food, when his young ones cry to God, they wander for lack of food? Job chapter 39. Know you the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth, or can you mark when the does do calve? Can you number the months that they fulfil, or know you the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves, they bring forth their young ones, they cast out their sorrows. Their young ones are in good health, they grow up with corn, they go forth and return not to them. Who has sent out the wild donkey free? Or who has loosed the bands of the wild donkey? Whose house I have made the wilderness, and the barren land his dwellings? He scorns the multitude of the city, neither regards he the crying of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searches after every green thing. Will the unicorn be willing to serve you, or lodge by your crib? Can you bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will he till the valleys after you? Will you trust him because his strength is great? Or will you leave your labour to him? Will you believe him that he will bring home your seed and gather it into your barn? Gave you the goodly wings to the peacocks, or wings and feathers to the ostrich, which leaves her eggs in the earth and warms them in dust, and forgets that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them? She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labour is in vain without fear, because God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. When she lifts up herself on high, she scorns the horse and his rider. Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He goes on to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear and is not frightened, neither turns he back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believes he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He said among the trumpets, ha ha, and he smells the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Does the hawk fly by your wisdom and stretch her wings toward the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command and make her nest on high? She dwells and remains on the rock, upon the crack of the rock and the strong place. From there she seeks the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she. Job chapter 40. Moreover, Yahweh answered Job and said, shall he that contends with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproves God, let him answer it. Then Job answered Yahweh and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered Yahweh to Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up your loins now like a man, I will demand of you, and declare you unto me. Will you also annul my judgment? Will you condemn me that you may be righteous? Have you an arm like God, or can you thunder with a voice like him? Deck yourself now with majesty and excellency, and array yourself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of your wrath, and behold every one that is proud, and abase him. Look on every one that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Behold now Behemoth, which I made with you, he eats grass as an ox. Lo now, his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the muscle of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar, the sinews of his thighs are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass, his bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God, he that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food where all the beasts of the field play. He lies under the shady trees in the covert mire, in the covert of the reed and mire. The shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinks up a river and hastes not. He trusts that he can draw up the Jordan into his mouth. He takes it with his eyes. His nose pierces through snares. Job chapter 41. Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which you let down? Can he put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a horn? Will he make many supplications to you? Will he speak soft words to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will you take him for a servant for ever? Will you play with him as with a bird, or will you bind him for your maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Can you fill his skin with barbed irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay your hand upon him, remember the battle, do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Who has preceded me that I should repay him? Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can uncover the face of his garment, or who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be parted. By his sneezing a light does shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils goes smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindles coals, and a flame goes out of his mouth. In his neck remains strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together, they are firm in themselves, they cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yes, as hard as a piece of the lower millstone. When he raises up himself, the mighty are afraid. By reason of breakings, they purify themselves. The sword of him that lays at him cannot hold, the spear, the dart, nor the habergeon. He esteems iron as straw and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He laughs at the shaking of a spear. Sharp stones are under him. He spreads sharp pointed things upon the mire. He makes the deep to boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. He makes a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be grey. Upon earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. He beholds all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. Job chapter 42. Then Job answered Yahweh and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no thought can be withheld from you. Who is he that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech you, and I will speak. I will demand of you and declare you unto me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so, that after Yahweh had spoken these words to Job, Yahweh said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Therefore take to you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves the burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, went and did according as Yahweh commanded them. Yahweh also accepted Job. And Yahweh returned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also Yahweh gave Job twice as much as he had had before. Then came there to him all his brothers and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they lamented with him and comforted him over all the evil that Yahweh had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-donkeys. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren-Happuch. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days.